All our visitors here today, may the Lord richly bless you. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 16. Hebrews 4:16 says, can we read it aloud together? This is a very familiar scripture. Probably most of us could quote it. It says, let's read it aloud together. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. One more time. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. You may be seated this morning. The Bible says, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace. God's throne room in the time of need, in the time where we desperately need God's mercy and grace. The song says, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. The scripture here says, come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy. Hallelujah. I'm glad that we have a high priest that we can go to who is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. The Bible says in the two verses prior to that, seeing that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Somebody wrote a song and said, he knows, he cares. Amen. We have an high priest that knows what we feel and our temptations also. I'd like for the Lord to help us this morning as we try to preach on let us come boldly. Let us come boldly to this throne room, the presence of God, the God that is almighty, a God that reveals himself to human race. They cannot contain what they hear and what they see. He came down on the mountain, and the Bible says that when Moses came back, the children of Israel trembled and said, you go talk to God and come back and tell us what he says. But we can't come near him. He's too holy. He's too great. He sends his son in the likeness of man. And the veil, amen, that stood there for all of those years and separated the holy place from the holy of holies. The priest would go in once a year and offer sacrifice for the sins of God's people. Amen. And they would tie a rope to him because they would drag him out. Many times he would die in the Holy of Holies there at the mercy seat. Many times that high priest would die. Amen. Because he had sinned and he was not worthy to stand before the presence of God. They tied bells to the bottom of his robe so the bells would rattle and the people would listen, amen, and see if the bells were still shaking. He would move the whole time he was in that place because the people wanted to hear those bells ringing. And if the bells stopped ringing, they'd pull him out with a rope, amen, because they wasn't worthy to go in unto the Holy of Holies. Yet on that day when the earth shook, and the sun refused to shine, and the rocks rent, and the graves was open, and people come out of the graves, holy men of God came out of the graves at his resurrection, and showed themselves in that city of Jerusalem. On that day when Jesus cried, it is finished, the Bible says the veil of the temple was rent from the top all the way down to the bottom. Hallelujah. And now we can go boldly into the throne of grace. Now we can go boldly into the presence of God. Amen. With our need and obtain mercy. In old Eastern times, you didn't go into the presence of those mighty kings unless you was invited, unless you was called for. That's what happened when Esther, that Jewish girl who had become queen, and Haman, that wicked man, had decided to kill the Jews. Decided on a certain day that he was going to kill all the Jews. Mordecai, her uncle, amen, who had adopted her as her own. Amen. He said, Esther, go in before the king. She said, Mordecai, you don't understand. You can't just go in before the king unless you're called. And said, I hadn't been called in 30 days. It's been 30 days since I've been called. Said, you don't just go in. And he sent word back to her and said, you're going to die because you're a Jew. Said, you better go in and petition the king for your people. She said, tell Mordecai. Said, tell him to gather all the Jews together. Tell him to fast for 3 days. Don't eat nothing. Tell him to pray. And tell him I'll go in before the king. Amen. Said, if he holds up that golden scepter, then I'll know I'm accepted. There in Esther chapter 4, the Bible says that they fasted for 3 days. And on that third day, Esther put her royal apparel on. She was in the best she could ever be in. I'm telling you, sometimes, amen, we, you know, come before God so broken and so, you know, tattered and torn. Hallelujah. You didn't go before him, before those kings like that. She put her best robe on, her best clothes on, went in before that king, and the Bible says that he held out the golden scepter to her. I believe that the Lord would like for us to obtain mercy this morning. The Bible says, go in before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. We need the mercy of God. Does anybody need the mercy of God? Mercy is not what we deserve. Amen. Mercy from God. But God is a great merciful God. The Bible says that He loves mercy. God loves to show mercy. Hallelujah. And I believe that God has power. Amen. This morning to give mercy unto us. We've got to come before Him. We've got to come to Him. Amen. Esther would have died with the rest of the Jews if she had not have went in before the king to obtain mercy. So likewise, I pray that we don't wait too long to pray. I pray that we don't wait too long to pray for our families. I pray that we don't wait too long to pray for our marriages, for our churches, for our nation, for our children. Amen. Esther, don't wait too long to pray. Go in before the king. It's time for us to go boldly into the throne of grace and seek God for mercy, to seek God for help in our time of need. I'm telling you, God has the power. God has more power than all the United Nations together. God has more power than the richest men, man, woman, boy, or girl that lives. God's got more power than anyone, and prayer moves the hand of God. Going in before God, we receive help from God. We receive strength from God, receive mercy from God. Hallelujah. What do you need this morning? What is your need to God? Go boldly before the throne of grace. Do you need mercy this morning? Go boldly before the throne of grace. Do we need salvation, deliverance? Go boldly before the throne of grace. Well, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till a certain time. I'm going to wait till a certain thing happens. Amen. Don't wait too long to pray. Don't wait too long to seek God for your need. Amen. We try to figure it out so many times. We try to make it work so many times in our families and in our life. And we think, well, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. And if we're not careful, we'll wait too long. He said, Esther, go in. She said, fast and pray. Amen. Then he holds up. You know that queen, even though she was the queen, if she was not accepted in the sight of that king, if she wasn't accepted, then she would have been killed. She said, if I perish, I perish. I'm going to seek God. You might be afraid to go and seek the face of God. You may be afraid of what God will say. Amen. But I'm telling you, I'd rather trust the hand of God than the sword of Haman. Amen. I would rather trust what God could do for my life than put my hand in the
and put my life in the hand of this wicked world and this wicked devil and the prince of the power of the air that rules this world. I've known people, they trusted the sword of Haman, amen, more than they trusted the arm of God. I'm telling you, if you fall, amen, on that sword of Haman, he has no mercy. He has no grace. The devil has no mercy. He cares for no one, but God cares for all. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We need to obtain mercy, and God will fight for his people. God will fight for his children. The Bible says, the king's heart's in the hand of the Lord. As rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. God has power over judges. God has power over kingdoms. God has power over rulers. God has power over the nations. Matter of fact, the Bible says the nations are as a drop in the bucket unto him. Amen. And God has power over it. I've seen the power of God work and turn the hearts of people. Amen. He can turn the hearts. We went in and y'all know the story. Now, I tell some of these things so many times, y'all could probably tell them for me. But we went in, we was going to adopt our children when it first happened, and we got Victoria, and we wasn't in the foster care at all or nothing like that, so we didn't know how this worked at all. We didn't understand it anyway. I mean, not anything about it. It was just thrown right on us. This young lady asked us to take her little baby because it was getting taken away. And I thank the Lord for it. But we went in there in that library at Gregg County. And I'd been talking to CPS workers. I'd never been to a class. Didn't know nothing about it. Went in there and was talking to some of them CPS workers. And they had informed me that I could not travel out of the state without a court order. And it would take about, you know, 2 or 3 days to get it. I said, man, this is a conflicting to my, you know, my lifestyle and our lifestyle. Somebody might be in the hospital at Shreveport, or we might go to revival, or I might go see my mom and dad. And I mean, we're right here in this, what do they call this, the tri-state area, and you know, all this. And so she said, well, that's just the way that's just rules, you know. You can't travel out of the state of Texas without a court order. And so we was in there in that law library, we went in there in that district attorney. He come down there and got to talking to us, got to visiting with us, and we were sitting around all those, you know, it was kind of intimidating. I was sitting there, and me and my wife was sitting there, and we was just wondering what all was going on. I remember the district attorney going over the different rules before we went up before the judge, and she said, y'all have anything you'd like to say? And I said, well, I had talked to one of the CPS workers about traveling, you know, across state lines, and CPS worker spoke up and said, you know, that Reverend Snow, I already told you about that, you know, and that district attorney up there put her hand over that CPS worker's mouth, and she wanted me to talk, and so she said, we'll ask the judge if you can travel, amen, up to 5 days anywhere in the United States without without letting anybody know. And when we walked out of there, that CPS worker, of course, she probably was embarrassed having somebody put their hand over their mouth in front of, you know, that kind of a situation. She said to me, she said, well, you don't even need us. Said, you got her on your side. I thought, my Lord, we got somebody a lot bigger than the district attorney of Gregg County. Hallelujah. I've got the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got in there before that judge. They called us up there and stood up there, and that judge asked me who I was, and we stand there in that courtroom asking me, you know, where I pastored and all these things. And he granted everything, and he looked at me, and he, when I walked by, and he said something to me, kind of leaned over and he said, do y'all want to adopt this baby? And I said, well, yeah, I guess so. And off the microphone like that. And he said, well, all I got to say is that little baby is really blessed. She's really blessed, you know, just little Victoria. And when we walked out of that room, that CPS worker that was standing there, you know, when we was testifying, she said, well, you don't need us. You don't not only have the district attorney, you got the judge on your side. Thank God. I'm telling you, God is able to give us mercy in any need we have. If you have a need, God's greater than any judge. God's greater than the Supreme Court. God is greater than anyone or anything that we have need of. I'm thankful that we can go boldly into the throne of grace and obtain mercy. Hallelujah. And find grace to help It's not just finding grace. Somebody's saying something. Amen. It's more than words. It's true grace to help. Amen. Moses had Paul had a thorn in the flesh. Amen. And he besought the Lord 3 times to remove it. Amen. And you know, I've said it before, we don't know what that thorn of the flesh is. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, we don't know what it is. Right there where it tells about that thorn in the flesh. Amen. And I'm telling you, God didn't tell us what it was on purpose, because that thorn in the flesh could be what you're facing. It could be your need. It could be your sickness. It could be your prayer. It could be your addictions. It could be what you're facing. He said, I besought the Lord 3 times. And he said, the Lord said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Amen. I'm not going to take the thorn, but I'm going to give you grace to make it. I'm thankful for the grace of God that helps us. I'm thankful for the grace of God that gives us strength. Amen. God imparts grace unto us to help us. Amen. He accepts us with His mercy, and He imparts grace unto us to help us in time of need. Amen. The Bible says grace to help. The Bible says in Psalms 46, amen, that our God is a refuge and a very present help in trouble. He's a very present help in trouble. God will help us when we need help. God will help us when we cry out for help, when we reach out for help. Somebody wrote a song that said, just reach up to the reaching down hand. Hallelujah. Reach up to the reaching down hand. You can come to church seeking God. You can go to prayer seeking God for some need or some grace in your life that is so desperate, amen, that it's going to turn your life upside down or right side up. The Bible tells us that He'll send forth help from the sanctuary. Praise God. Not help from the United States military or the police department or the fire department or the ambulance. Now, I appreciate public servants, but I'm telling you, some help, amen, that can help us down in our soul. Not just needs like a doctor, not just needs like a banker, not just needs like a financial institution. I'm talking about, like the songwriter said, amen, where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them, everyone. We get along in sweet accord, but when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? I'm talking about help that man can't give. Amen. He sticks closer than a brother. Amen. He gives us strength in the midnight. Amen. He gives us healing in the time of need. The Bible says the time of need. Time where we got to have help from God. We got to have help from God now. Have you ever been there before? Amen. I'm talking about time of need. We say, God, you don't even see us. God, you don't even care. Amen. I want to tell y'all, I was telling it last night and was reminded of it, but about 2 weeks ago, I guess, before the trip, maybe a week before the trip, I was on my way back from work, and Sister Bethany was going to fix something that she is fixing supper, and she said, I got everything I need but a bag of cheese. She said, she talked to me on the phone, she said, if you want to stop and get a bag of cheese, or I may run and get a bag of cheese, you know, or something, if I got time. She said, that's that, we got everything we need but a bag of cheese for the dinner. Need some of that shredded cheese. It's about good on anything, you know. And she was cooking there and got around. I came on in, and I don't remember if I asked her or whatever, but I came in, and she said, I want to tell you about my bag of cheese. She said, I was here cooking and everything, and my next-door neighbor, which an older couple lives next to us, after she hung up with me, and she's just a cooking and doing things right there, she said that, she had been, if I'm right about this, she said, I've been praying that morning saying, Lord, do you even hear what we're saying? Do you even hear our prayers? Do you know how you are, just going through, God, do you even care? And she said, she's in there cooking. The next door neighbor called and said, hey, Bethany, she said, I've got a bag of cheese that, I haven't used. And it's just been sitting here, never been opened. I wanted to know if you could use it. She said, well, yeah, actually, I need it for this meal. I was going to have to go get some. I'll send one of the kids over. So she sent one of the kids over, and she said that the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Lord, spoke to her and said, you think I don't hear what you say? You think that I don't hear what you say? She said, I got to thinking. She said, Sam, I got thinking. I never prayed for a bag of cheese. She said, all I said was on the phone to you, I've got everything I need but a bag of cheese. Hallelujah. And she said, the Lord began to minister to me and tell me, you think that I don't hear what you say. You think that I don't know what you need and what you want. My God, it gets better than that. I'm telling y'all, y'all gonna think I'm crazy. Hallelujah. But this is the gospel truth. That night we got through eating, cleaned up the supper. Amen. And Christy and Anna. Amen. Sister Christy and Sister Anna. Sister Christy's over there. Come on now, y'all with me this morning. They walked in. Amen. And had, of all things, had a bag of cheese. Now I'm not talking about a bag of cheese. I'm talking about a Kroger bag with six bags of cheese. And this is what she said. She said, we was at Kroger and they had cheese for a dollar a bag. And she said, I thought, man, I've got to get them. Who in the world cares? She said, Sister Bethany can always use cheese. Now that is more than a coincidence. I'm going to tell you, we didn't have no problem praying that night. You know, Brother Bobby, those bags of cheese didn't pay off one bill. Amen. It didn't heal one, no, but it spoke to our heart. Amen. That we can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. I thought about going and getting cheese and bringing it over here this morning, but I thought, man, they'd think that was a cheesy message. But anyways, I'm telling you, do you need a bag of cheese this morning? Do you need something in your life? And amen, we could have made it without a bag of cheese, Sister Janice. You know that. And I'm not talking about some story I read in the book. I'm talking about something that happened to us. Ain't it wonderful that God will speak to our hearts and that God will do something for us? Ain't it wonderful that God cares about something so small? If God cares about a bag of cheese, amen, on the table, if God cares about a bag of cheese, my Lord, help me. Amen. How in the world do I ever get to talking about food on Sunday morning? I need to write that in my notes. Amen. Don't talk about food. But friend, I'm here to tell you this morning, if God cared for us about a bag of cheese for our children, when we could have ate just as good or better without it, amen, but we wanted it, and God said, I'm going to give it to you. And God began to speak to my wife and began to tell her, I heard what you said, even though you didn't ask for it. I heard that you said you needed it. And then she got home, I got home, and she began to tell me there in the kitchen with tears running down her face that God spoke to me and dealt with me and sent the bag of cheese from the next door neighbor. Amen. It's so small, but God cares. Amen. And I was thinking, wow. And then in walked somebody a couple hours later, amen, with six more bags of cheese. My God, hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is on the throne. Amen. And we can go to Him. Amen. And if we have a need, fall down before Him in His presence and say, God, help me. Hallelujah. I got to tell one more story since I'm on it, and I've just about 3 or 4 minutes. But when we moved in the house over here, the sewer stopped up. And it stopped up a couple times. I'd go down to East Texas Hardware and get that. I figured some roots or something was down in there. And I'd get that little snake and clean it out from outside. And I had to get that snake pointed towards the road, and it'd go about 3 or 4 feet, and boom, it's opened up. Well, on a Saturday, about 10 o'clock, it stopped up. The sewer stopped up. So I ran down to East Texas Hardware. They was going to close at noon. I could rent it for a half a day for like $15, you know, or a whole day, like $40. But all I needed was about 20 minutes. And I got over there, and I got to putting that snake down in that plumbing. Y'all still with me this morning? And it kept going back towards the house. It's about 4 or 5 feet down there, and I couldn't get it to go towards the road. I needed a flashlight. I looked all around. You know how it is when you need something, you can't find it. I looked for a flashlight. I tried to get my phone. It wouldn't shine direct enough to see down there to get the snake going down, the plumbing snake. I got to praying, Lord, give me a flashlight. Help me. I need a flashlight. Help me find one. There's got to be one around here. I found this little bitty flashlight.
I'm telling you, when I was out there, I found this flashlight, and I just had me a prayer time. Y'all, I'm telling you, sometimes the best prayer times is the most unexpected prayer times. When you get right there and you just start praying, you might be fishing, man, you might be, you know, working, you just whatever. Just I got down, I got to praying, Lord, I thank you. I tied a string on this little old bitty flashlight, couldn't have been that big, tied a string on it and let it down with the snake, and I got it open, pushed it out, and went off. And, you know, took it up and got my little $20 less, you know, afraid I'd spend another $15 that I didn't need to spend, you know. Come on. Took it back. And so help me, on Sunday morning, Jack, right here, I'm standing right here, opening Sunday school, and Jack walked, it's still in my office, Jack walks in that back door with a big old mag flashlight and walks right up here and lays that flashlight down. Brand new red mag flashlight. I said, Jack, what'd you do? He said, well, I wanted to get this for you. Now, that's a whole story on how he get it. He rode his bike all the way to Gladewater to get it.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks before he brought it.
And then I got some money to get the batteries.
And then he got the money to get the batteries. Thank you, Jack. A little tag team preaching here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, that morning, I couldn't start Sunday school. Lord, do you really care that I have a flashlight? Do you really care that I have a good flashlight? I got a good one now. I was over there and I just asked the Lord to help me find one so I could save $15 at the local hardware store and not be so frustrated over something so small. I'm telling you, it's kind of like a bag of cheese. Hallelujah. God wants us to know you can come boldly before the throne of grace. And what the Lord told me through that flashlight was, if I care about a flashlight, how much do you think I care about souls that need to be saved? If I care about that bag of cheese, how much do you think I care about clothing your children? If I care about, amen, that flashlight, how much do you think I care about your lost children, your addictions, your troubles? Stand together with me this morning. Sister Bethany is going to come and play.